每日来到主的面前，共同经历神的恩典。你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目每日箴言。
4月24日，充满希望的好奇心。参考经文，众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。使徒行传17章32节。在我们今天所读的使徒行传第17章中，使徒保罗正在希腊雅典传讲耶稣和复活的事。保罗告诉人们，他可以看出他们非常敬畏鬼神，因为在城市各处都有神像、神龛和神庙，甚至还有一座坛，上面写着卫士之神。所以保罗使用这个观念来告诉他的听众，有关父神和圣子耶稣的事，雅典人还不认识他们。以这种方式，保罗分享了这样一个好消息，创造万物的上帝，现在呼吁各地的人们忏悔他们的罪，因为他派他的儿子耶稣，为我们所有的罪付了代价。耶稣为了我们的缘故，在十字架上舍弃自己的生命，尽管他没有犯过罪。接着，神使耶稣从死里复活，显明他战胜罪恶和死亡的大能。虽然保罗的话被一些听到他的人排斥，但其他人却很好奇，想听更多。福音可能会被一些人嗤之以鼻，但也可能有人带着充满希望的好奇心。神借着使耶稣从死里复活，为我们所做的奇妙的事，我们可以请求听到更多。让我们一起祷告。掌管生命的主，尽管我们不了解关于复活的一切，但请给我们一颗充满希望的好奇心，好了解它对我们意味着什么。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目每日箴言。
This is today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is today, for Sunday, April 24, a hopeful curiosity. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 17. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." In our reading today from Acts 17, the Apostle Paul was preaching in Athens, Greece, about Jesus and the resurrection. Paul told the people that he could tell they were very religious because there were statues and shrines and temples to gods in every part of the city. There was even an altar with this inscription, "To an unknown God." So Paul used that idea to tell his listeners about God the Father and Jesus the Son, whom the people of Athens did not know yet. In this way, Paul shared the good news that God, who created everything, now calls on people everywhere to repent of their sin, because he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for all our sin. Jesus gave up his life on a cross for our sake, even though he had committed no sin. And then God proved his power over sin and death by raising Jesus from the dead. Though Paul's words were dismissed by some of the people who heard him, others were curious and wanted to hear more. The gospel can be sneered at, or, with a hopeful curiosity, we can ask to hear more about the wonderful things God has done for us by raising Jesus from the dead. Pray with me. Lord of life, though we do not understand everything about the resurrection, give us a hopeful curiosity about all that it means for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.